This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What Donald Trump stands for, but there's...
Businessman Donald Trump polled the highest percentage of voters who would be, quote, scared with his presence in the White House at 49%, with Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton next in line at 33%, leading some to ask some serious questions about 2016's two frontrunners. Joining me now, Fox News contributor and former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain. He's the author of The Right Problems. All right, well, do you see any problem here, Herman?
Not really. First of all, remember that polls represent a trend, and I agree with Dana. We have a long way to go. And the thing about the fact that these polls don't necessarily reflect the mood of the Trump supporters, many of them are participating in the polls. Here's what I believe are the two reasons why Donald Trump has that highest fear factor that you pointed out. First, remember, a lot of people in the media, they spoon-feed the public with just negative perceptions of a particular candidate, whether that's Donald Trump or whether that's Hillary Clinton. A lot of it for Hillary Clinton is true, but they also spoon-feed a lot of negative impressions of Donald Trump. Secondly, the Democrats do a good job of dividing people by pandering to different groups. Because the Republicans started out with 17 candidates and now has been whittled down to three, most of the time what Donald Trump really stands for that would help everybody doesn't come through. So I believe that over the next several weeks, more and more of his message that will help everybody will come through. And as a result, I believe that the fear factor will go down.
I'll tell you, this is, you know, I want to recount on this deal. I want to find out who conducted this survey. And I understand, you know, the reaction of Donald Trump. But Hillary Clinton at 33, I mean, she would be that far behind? Are you kidding me? I mean, that's, I don't understand. It sounds a bit confusing. And I'd say, hey, let me look at who conducted the survey. Now, I would agree with Herman Cain as people are reacting to, you know, the information that's out there. You got a lot of Republicans shooting themselves inside of their own tent. Which violates President Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment. The Democrats, to their credit, it's okay. I mean, you know, if their candidate's going to be in an orange jumpsuit, well, then all the Democrats at their national convention will be dressed in orange, because that's what they do. And God bless them, you know, for, you know, drinking the grape juice together and going over the abyss together. But, you know, somewhere in the midst of all this wackiness, like we were talking about with Patrick Wood earlier, is we have so much social engineering coming into play here. You don't know, how exactly what to believe. And at some point, you've got to check your own pulse and look at the condition of, you know, where you're at right now and what this government has done, has failed to do. You know, what is it that you want? I think that we're getting so caught up in the particulars that we're missing out on the main things that we should focus on. And that is that we are, we're interviewing these candidates for the most important job in the United States, if not the planet. Okay, we have, unlike in the last series of interviews and campaigns, these candidates are very well vetted for the most part. I mean, we know Donald Trump's a businessman. Hey, he comes with a certain amount of baggage because he's not a politician. He tells you that. We know that up front. And then we have somebody who is a politician who says she's not a politician. But yet we've got over 20 years of history with her as a senator, as a secretary of state, as the first lady. So we've got enough information here. But we need to be more prudent and more proactive about interviewing these candidates to make sure, especially in a time such as this, that we choose wisely, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Donald Trump stands for. But there's a brand new Fox News poll out that looks like this. If the race was against Hillary Clinton, John Kasich would beat her, Ted Cruz would beat her, but Donald Trump does not beat her. What do you make of that?
Well, first of all, I think, of course, all the Trump haters of the world are going to make it like that's bad news for Trump. I think it's actually bad news for Hillary, so let's start with that. Hillary gets crushed by a guy no one even knows, John Kasich. She gets crushed by Ted Cruz, who can't even come close to beating Donald Trump in a GOP primary. So Hillary's the one who's got big problems. Unfortunately, the negatives for Donald are high, as well as the negatives for Hillary. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. He's got about 7 months now to work on it, day and night. And don't forget, Steve, it's like a reality TV competition. Who's left on Survivor Island? There were 17 candidates for the GOP nomination, and right. Donald Trump methodically eliminated 16 of them, so the only guy left standing, really, for all intents and purposes, is him. When he starts working on Hillary, her negatives are going to go even higher, and it's not like there's 16 people against Donald. He would win that, too, by the way, but it's going to be one-on-one, mano-mano, Hillary against Donald, and I think Donald's going to have her for breakfast.
Well, you know, of course, it's Wayne Allyn Root, who's been on with us many times, author of the book Relentless. And, you know, he has been in becoming a spokesperson for Trump ever since he introduced Trump there in Vegas. You know, obviously he passionately supports one Donald Trump. And I would agree with him. I don't think the fight has quite begun yet between, Donald Trump and Hillary. I mean, we've got a little bit of an ad that's out there right now that, kind of attacks her a little bit. But I think there's just so much more down the road. And, you know, at this point, especially when you consider how little Donald Trump has spent so far and gotten to where he is, I think he estimated something like $35 million somewhere that, you know, in the neighborhood of that number that he has spent. And you compare it to other candidates that have spent, you know, over $100 million. And this guy is the leading candidate for the GOP nomination, and he's done it on this low budget. So it gives him a lot of credibility in terms of being, you know, a good businessman, being prudent with his money, being able to take advantage of his brand. So I think what they're failing to calculate here in this equation is the power of the brand. Whenever you have a brand name, a brand anything, you know, you don't start out in a one-on-one competition. You already have an advantage because of name recall. No question Hillary Clinton has high name recall as well. So then it comes down to the particulars. When given the choice between Hillary and Donald Trump, then it's a, you know, let's remember Benghazi. Let's remember, an FBI investigation. Let's remember the failed policies that have compromised our national security. Let's remember the economy and policies that she participated in, which she's willing to double down. Let's remember Obamacare, which celebrated its sixth anniversary yesterday. And, and that is an absolute disaster with, co-ops going out of business. The cost to the, voting public right now estimated at $1.8 billion. And, of course, you know, whenever you get math numbers from the government, you always have to question, you know, like we were talking with Patrick Wood earlier. The government's math and calculus, it's not even modern math. It's not even old math. It's just made up math in order to fit, you know, their equation. Scott, what's your make of all this?
I've said all along that I think that there's a narrative that they run with Trump, that if you take a look at who Donald Trump is, you can blow through the narrative pretty quick. They try and paint him as a racist, but every company that he's run, he's been more than willing to put the most qualified person in charge of it. And again, they're not, your mainstream media, they're not talking about the Hillary stuff as much.
No.
And they want to paint Trump like he's against all immigrants. Well, he's married to one, so that you can't really, I mean, it's pretty hard to say that he's against all of them if he's married to one, you know, and he says he loves his wife very much. So
right.
So what he's against is illegal immigration, which there should be no question about that.
That's what most Americans is appalled at as well. It's just that they haven't been allowed to say it in the last 10 years because of political correctness. Again, we give credit to Dr. Ben Carson for, you know, breaking down those walls. And, of course, Donald Trump has run through them. And some of the words that he's used, yes, not so word-crafted, not so genteel as some would expect. But, like anything that offends, that's what happens with verbiage that offends. Its source is offense. Okay, I mean, you're going to tell me America is not offended by people illegally coming into this country, taking advantage of our resources and our generosity to gain unfair advantage? I mean, like in California, which we talked about yesterday at length, Scott, that, Jerry Brown, what's he thinking? I mean, to give illegals a California driver's license and a pathway to participate in voting. I thought voting was a privilege.
Well, it should be, and it should be something that you, it should be something that you have to want to participate in and earn the way to participate in it. Whether that's you just are born here, or you have to do other steps. Mm. Just giving anybody a vote is pretty ridiculous, because that's how you get things like Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, well, of course. Well, Bernie.
Nobody has. They don't have any skin in the game.
Right.
A vote should be meant for people that have a say, other than I don't want to pay the bill that I've agreed to pay.
Exactly. Or I want you to pay my bill. And that's what what Wayne Allen, speaking of Wayne Allen Root, about a month ago in a discussion interview that we had with him. He said something I know that was shocking for people, and that is that people who are in welfare, people who are already getting from the government, they shouldn't be allowed to vote. And, and I know that stopped people, and we got some interesting tweets as a result of that statement. And I understand, a bit provocative, but still, I mean, think about it. Think about the reasonableness of that statement. Why would you want somebody who is getting a handout to have a say in the handouts to be given up? Of course, they're going to want to, respond and, promote the reward they've been getting. They're not looking at saying, okay, hey, let's have a responsible economy. Let's find a way to hold people accountable. They're going to say, no, you just haven't given me enough. I need more money. It's that, that disease of more concept that Pat Riley talked about, that, has settled into our culture, these are some of the elements that we're dealing with. It's no wonder, as you say, Scott, a guy like Bernie Sanders has been given rise in our country. and has a place. And I mean, the numbers of people that are following that believe in socialism in this country today, those numbers are pretty scary. Well, our conversation will continue. Thanks for joining us, America. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South are both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest.
Hello, I'm Bill America. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us. And Merrill Davis and Charlie White are with us right now. The duo became one of the great stories to come out of the Sochi Olympic Games in 2014, as you'll recall. They were the first American ice dancing team to take home the gold medal since the sport was started back in 1976. With the 2016 World Championship right around the corner, Merrill and Charlie join us
from Beijing, China, to talk about what's ahead for them and an exciting new initiative that is taking them to the Great Wall. Good morning, Meryl and Cheryl. Charlie, how are you?
Good morning. We're great. Thank you for having us.
Well, Meryl, tell us what's been happening in your life since winning the gold.
Sure. Well, it's been a quick 2 years. It's gone by shockingly quickly, but we've been traveling the world doing all sorts of things that we're very grateful to get a chance to do, from skating tours to speaking engagements and other great opportunities with amazing companies. And we're glad to be here in Beijing with Visa celebrating the 2016 U.S.-China Tourism Year.
Exactly. Well, Charlie, here it is. You're so close to the World Championships. Meryl gave us a little insight of why you are in China. So give us your impression.
Yeah, we're not going to be competing at the World Championships. We will be there, but if we were, we definitely wouldn't be able to be here in China enjoying the sights of beautiful Beijing. So we're really trying to make the most of it.
Well, Meryl, what a thrill. You guys get to go to the Great Wall later today. Tell us about that.
We do. It's just another opportunity to show people at home in the U.S. one of the great things to see here in China, and encourage people to come over here. We're going to be meeting a large group of American tourists, excited American tourists, up a hike up the Great Wall and finishing it off with a nice champagne toast at the top.
Well, there it is, and you get to understand and appreciate up close and personal. Have you seen the Great Wall before?
We have, and unfortunately, we have to run, but we encourage everyone to go to visa.com to find out more information, and thank you so much for having us on.
Well, thank you. Meryl Davis and Charlie White on Bill Martinez Live. You guys have a great trip. Be safe out there.
Well, hey, good fun talking to the Olympic gold winners. Looking forward to 2018. Hey, with us right now is David Spada. David interviews a lot of sports celebrities on his show. And he's an attorney from Illinois. David, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, Bill. How are you doing today?
Hey, doing wonderful. I wanted to get, your comments on the passing of one Joe Garagiola. What a great man. I mean, he died at the age of 90, but his history, as a ball player, was rich, as a broadcaster, even more so. I mean, what a gift to America's favorite pastime.
He was truly a gift, because I remember growing up watching the NBC Game of the Week,
yes,
hearing him call the games with Tony Kubek, and he made the game fun. It wasn't all about stats or anything like that. When I talked to him, he said that was one of his big things. He hates listening to broadcasts now with the stats. It shouldn't be about the stats. It should be about the stories in the game. He goes, no one wants to hear about stats. It's an easy way out.
Well, and that was the thing also, his sense of humor. I mean, he's typical of most athletes and those that have been in the locker room and understand, the fun that players can have with one another. I mean, it's a whole different kind of, fraternity of teasing and just characters that make up the game, right?
Oh, exactly. I mean, that was his thing. He grew up with Yogi Berra, and I asked him, I said, how did the Cardinals sign you and not Yogi? He goes, that's a fallacy. He goes, Yogi was a better player than me. He goes, I just got the first contract, and Yogi signed a week later. He said, he goes, no, Yogi was better for me from the start. He goes, I wasn't the best catcher even on my block. But again,
yeah,
he covered everything. He covered,
yeah.
I mean, he went from baseball. He covered the Westminster dog show. He goes, I didn't know anything about dogs. They called me up to do it. He said, I don't know anything about dogs. He said, well, we like the way you do the parade, like Thanksgiving Day parade and the Rose Bowl parade, so just do it. He goes, okay, I like dogs, so I'll talk about dogs.
And that's the thing that was amazing about him, was that he could just about comment. He'd find the fun out of anything, like you say, whether it's a dog show or, and I had forgotten about all the years that he had commentated on the great, Macy's parade, right?
Exactly. He said, the reason I did the parade was I had the best seat in the house.
and you touched on something as well here, David, regarding his comment. I mentioned it earlier when he said that not only was I not the best catcher in the major leagues, I wasn't even the best catcher on my street. And he was, in a sense, he didn't take himself, too seriously. He was just about having a good time and sharing the fun of the game and bringing to, the broadcast booth, you know, a very special perspective that we will forever be grateful for.
What hurt him the most was that Jackie Robinson story, that he spiked Jackie Robinson.
Mm, yeah.
He told me about that. He goes, I didn't spike Jackie. He goes, I was running. I got the back of his shoe. The next inning, he comes up to bat, and then the umpire asked him, are you okay, Jackie? He goes, yeah. And then Jackie sits up the umpire, and he looked at Jackie. He goes, you know what, Jackie? Shut up. And Jackie looked at me, and he said, okay. He said, but listen. He goes, Jackie could have killed me. Jackie was stronger than me, faster than me. Again, I just told him to be quiet. But again, Jackie could take care of himself. He said, but the guy who spiked him was Enos Slaughter, my teammate. And he
for
years denied it. And then finally at the end, he admitted that, yeah, he was the one who spiked him.
Right, right. So he has those cleats bronzed up in some memorial cabinet for having spiked you know, Jackie Robinson. Yeah, that's, you know, unfortunately, you know, some of the unfair assignments that that can happen, you know, in any form of sports or anywhere in life that you know, things are unfairly attributed to him. But you know, Joe, you know, he was so engaging. Just you know, from his opening sentence, you knew you were going to have a good time with him, right?
Oh, exactly. I mean, just the whole story. I mean, he talked to me for 35 minutes.
Wow, what a great time! Yeah.
The interview's on YouTube. It was a couple years ago. He was in good health, but again, he sounded the same, and he enjoyed talking sports. I mean, he did it all.
Uh-huh.
The stuff he covered, and he basically said he made $12,000, the most in the major leagues one season, and then he's got into broadcasting. He says it was just a fluke. They came to him and asked, would you be interested? And he said, I didn't know anything about broadcasting. But again, he said, it's just being successful as a broadcaster is all luck and talent. And again, mm-hmm. you need both. And broadcasting anything in life. He said, I worked for Sears before I got into broadcasting. I did everything. I sold used cars. Again, he knew what it was to be successful. He was the everyman. And that's
What's your favorite story regarding Joe Garagiola, David?
I think it's my uncle played baseball with him in World War II, so he knew him. And my uncle used to tell me the stories that during World War II, what they did was they were assigned to the baseball detail. They would just go around and barnstorm and play baseball. And he said, Joe was great. They would go out to eat all the best restaurants. He said, but the thing about Joe was he never picked up a check. And my grandfather told me the same thing. He goes, yeah, we would go out and Joe would never pick up a check. And they finally looked and go, we're not going out with him anymore.
Right. Yeah, it's good to be a star. I mean, if you got somebody else that can pick up the tab, why not? I mean, you know. You know, signs of early socialism there from Joe Garagiola, I guess, you know. Oh, Lordy.
But no, he loved baseball, talking about it, and basically telling the stories. And again, that was the key. He knew what it was like. I mean, he was on the Today Show, and it's substitute for Johnny Carson. He interviewed the Beatles.
Mm. Wow. That's amazing, you know, because, you know, again, when you talk about, you know, the breadth of experience that Joe had, not only in baseball, but in these different venues, like you said, you know, his talent could take him to places that, you know, otherwise you think maybe not. And, you know, who would have thunk, as Yogi would say, that it would be in the broadcast booth and beyond, right?
Exactly. You're losing these characters. I mean, you had the Joe Garagiolas, you had the Frank Giffords, you had the Art Donovans. You don't see guys like this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Billy Martins.
Billy Martins, again, they were true characters and they loved the game.
Well, it's all what brings a certain color and entertainment to the game. And it was a fun time and an era gone by, and one that we can remember with fondness and be thankful for one Joe Garagiola. David Spade, an attorney from Illinois who also interviews famous athletes on his radio show. David, thank you so much for chiming in. It's 28 after the top of the hour.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nusina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. We're standing by for Republican Senator Ron Johnson, who's going to be coming on. Been looking forward to this conversation with the Wisconsin Republican Senator. He's up for re-election on November the 8th, 2016. And so looking forward to his insight as to several areas that he is dealing with. Of course, Senator Johnson is the head of Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, also serves on the Budget, Foreign Relations, and Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. Senator Ron Johnson is with us right now on Bill Martinez Live. Senator, welcome to Bill Martinez. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. Real good. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Appreciate you coming on, giving us some insight into a couple of issues. I mean, they're nonstop for you these days. I understand.
Yeah, it's a target-rich environment out there. We have we got a lot of problems in this country that are just being ignored. I mean, let's face it. The denial of reality is a pervasive problem in Washington, D.C., and it's also bipartisan. So it drives a guy like me nuts. I come from a manufacturing background. I solve a lot of problems. The first step in solving any problem is admitting you have one, and we've got a bunch of politicians in Washington, D.C. just running away from problems, which is unfortunate.
And one of the biggest, of course, that you know, we've been standing by and watching time and again has to do with ISIS. This week, Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to reveal to the world whether America will designate the Christian massacres by ISIS as genocide or not. Why is this taking so long?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I mean, that's that's an interesting discussion. And, you know, from my standpoint, I'd much rather describe what's happening in more words, you know, so that people actually understand what's happening. I mean, you can get hung up with what to name something, but the fact of the matter is, in many respects, that's a distraction, and it's taking us away from really understanding what ISIS represents, the danger it represents, how the fact that we have not accomplished the goal that President Obama set out for us. I think it's been 18 months since he first said we have to destroy ISIS, and you know, we're nibbling around the edges, but we haven't destroyed them, and every day that we don't destroy them, every day they're not overtly losing, they're perceived as winning, they're going to deepen their roots, they're going to continue to metastasize, and I mean, they're setting up a pretty strong operation in Libya right now, in that failed state. You know, they're moving into the poppy fields of Afghanistan, so they have the revenue source of the heroin traffic.
Exactly.
So again, we've got to defeat them, but we don't have a president that's serious enough to take the action that's going to be required to actually defeat them sooner rather than later.
Well, Senator, your background, as you said, you're a businessman, and you understand the dynamics of winning and losing in the world of marketing. And as the world turns, you either are gaining ground or you're losing ground. Even if you're treading water, you're losing. You're not winning. And your perspective regarding ISIS is that we have to keep our pedal on the metal, because giving them any room whatsoever, any opportunity to suggest that they're winning at any front, goes a long way for them, and it's a big loss for us.
You know, one thing that's not getting widely spread about in terms of news is their use of mustard gas. And, you know, people are kind of minimizing that, saying, well, you know, mustard gas isn't all that effective at killing people. It just kind of maims them and, you know, destroys their lungs, and there aren't that many people being killed, and they're not very good at producing mustard gas yet. I mean, are you kidding me? Mm. Again, that's something, they have access now to research facilities in universities. You know, they've got the chemical weapons experts from Saddam Hussein's regime. And that's, of course, one of the breakthroughs. We actually captured one of these individuals. And fortunately, he was willing to sing like a canary and gave us information so we can do some strikes against some of those weapons depots. But, you know, that's another real failure of this administration. By President Obama, you know, promising to close Guantanamo Bay, we aren't capturing the Islamic terrorists, taking them to Guantanamo Bay, detaining them and interviewing them over a long period of time. I've been to Guantanamo. I've talked to those interviewers. That's how you gain the human intelligence needed to keep this nation safe. Over a long period of time, interviewing people, picking holes in their story, understanding discrepancies. But President Obama wanted to close that facility. We denied us of that human intelligence to keep this nation safe. And, of course, now we are actually capturing some ISIS operatives. Like you say, fortunately, one of them was willing to sing like a canary. Mm. But you know, you don't gain as much intelligence as you do, because they just wait it out until they get transferred to somebody else.
Exactly. Well, speaking of the ISIS operative that we did capture that sang like a canary, it was suggested that some of this this gas and the weapons of mass destruction that were transported out of Iraq, that they made their way up to Syria, and this was a report that came out a couple of years ago, Senator, and it almost like it fell on deaf ears, because when we went into Iraq, it was because of what Saddam Hussein had already proven very effectively. And if I remember correctly, I think mustard gas was a big part of what he did to exterminate the Kurds. Am I wrong?
Yes, we know that Saddam Hussein used mustard gas against the Kurds. We know he gassed his own people. So he obviously had chemical weapons. And, nobody knows exactly what happened, but we certainly gave Saddam Hussein enough time to transfer him possibly to Syria. Now, I've always been suspicious that maybe part of the stockpile within Syria was Saddam Hussein's stockpile. Okay? And to this day, Syria did transfer a lot of chemical weapons in the deal that we did with Russia on that. Did we get all of them? Yeah, I'm not so sure we did. Nobody really knows, because those, you know, the caliphate now is controlled by ISIS and, of course, by Assad with the help of Russia and Iran. govern a state like Iraq, but it required U.S. presence to, mm-hmm. to hold that fragile coalition together. And when we bugged out, that coalition, you know, basically disintegrated, not visibly over, you know, overnight, but it's really resulted in the rise of ISIS and the deterioration of the situation in both Iraq and Syria.
Well, Senator, I really appreciate you coming on. There's so many things to talk about, and, you know, we pick and choose here. It seems like in every front we're attacking. I want to talk a little bit about immigration, what you and Jeff Sessions have been doing in introducing a bill prompting the return of unaccompanied illegal immigrant children. Explain to our audience that. We've got a couple of minutes left.
Sure. Well, first of all, we have a bigger surge occurring right now than we did in 2014 with unaccompanied children from Central America. And the reason we do is because we incentivize people from coming up here. We incentivize families in Guatemala to spend a year's salary, pay some of the most evil people on the planet, coyotes, to transport their children on a train they call the Beast, a very dangerous journey. Some don't make it. Some are sexually abused. And then, of course, when they get into America, we've gotten very efficient at apprehending, processing, and dispersing, sometimes dispersing these children into horrific circumstances like slavery in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh.
So our policy ought to be, how do we stop the flow? And we know how to do it. Michael Chertoff did it in 2006 with a surge of illegal immigrants from Brazil. We returned them. So what we should be doing, and this is what we have to do, is we have to end the Feinstein Amendment, which grants a life education process to children coming from countries other than Mexico and Canada, and we should take these children in a very humane fashion, very safe fashion, take them back to their home countries. I've been to Guatemala. I've been to Honduras. They're not war zones. They're not America, but they're not war zones. We can support the structures down there and make sure these kids are safe and taken care of to stop the flow. It's not humanitarian to incentivize people to take that dangerous journey.
Exactly. Well, according to your statement, last year the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee released the State of America's Border Security Report, highlighting that since 2009, the U.S. has apprehended almost 123,000 unaccompanied children from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Only 7,700 or 6% have been repatriated as a result of the incentives for illegal immigration created by this administration's policies. More children continue to migrate to the United States. We're getting more of what we don't need. Senator, thank you so much for all your hard work on behalf of We the People, and thank you for coming on Bill Martinez Live, sir.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is exactly where you want to go. With us right now, Stephen Moore, economic consultant with FreedomWorks and a Fox News contributor. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, as always, great to have you along with us. Hey, what is going on with this stuff with, you know, with Ted Cruz, you know, calling Trump's, basically, his followers, they really just don't know a whole lot about the economy. What's going on?
Well, you know, you've got a, we're down to the wire here. The fat lady is close to singing. She doesn't quite sing yet, but, you know, Trump is... got a commanding lead now at this point. By the way, I have not endorsed anyone in that this race. I'd love to see Ted Cruz catch Trump. I don't think it's probable, but it's possible. You know, there's a possibility. But one of the points I've made is, you know, we have a presumptive nominee at this point, a big front runner, and it bothers me that, you know, so many of my friends on the right, some of these groups are spending millions and millions of dollars to try to bring him down when, you know, just think if the $100 million that's been spent to attack Trump, just think of how much better shape we'd be in if that $100 million were spent to attack Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, amen to that, that's for sure. Well, as you say, we've got the presumptive leader here. I mean, more than presumptive. I mean, he's got the delegates, and he's, what, a little over 50 of those remaining. And that's only if you just average it out. But we've got winner-take-all states coming into play here. You know, so those kind of those numbers right now, you know, somehow they just don't quite. I mean, when you average them out at the end of the day, yes, it's about 52%. But these, I've got to think, Steve, here in the next couple of weeks, Ted Cruz has to really do some serious soul searching. If he doesn't have the numbers, then I think Trump makes the call and says, Ted, how about me and you?
So, look, I mean, the only way Cruz can win, and he still has a path to victory, is to really catch fire and gain momentum and beat Trump in a number of these states that are coming up, states like, you know, Pennsylvania, states like potentially Arizona. I think Arizona's tomorrow, by the way.
Right, exactly.
States like, well, California is in June. If it comes down, you know, it could come down to California. You know, if Cruz beats Trump head-to-head in, you know, four or five of these remaining, you know, big states, he could have acclaim that he has the momentum and that they go to the convention. I think that here's the problem. Trump is going to win New York, right? I mean, he's a New Yorker. He's got a big
lead
now. He's won Virginia. He's won Florida. He's won Michigan. He's won North Carolina. He's won, you know, he's won almost every big state. He won Illinois. The only states he's, big states he lost are Ohio, which is the home of Kasich, and Texas, the home of the state of Texas. So it's looking difficult, not impossible. And by the way, Ted Cruz, I helped write Ted Cruz's tax plan. I'd love to see Ted Cruz win the nomination. And I think either, by the way, I think either one of these will just kill Hillary.
Hillary's
so unpopular. That's the other big story here is Hillary. Mm. She can't even win 50% of the Democrats in Michigan against a lunatic.
I think you got more people outside opposing Trump than are for Hillary. You know,
within the conservative movement, you know, it's just frustrating because, look, there are a lot of things that Donald Trump says that I find obnoxious and hurtful and actually, beyond the pale. Mm. And some of his behavior is hard to defend. And yet, you know, he is bringing millions of new voters into the Republican Party. He's redefining the Republican Party as kind of a middle class party that is blue collar working. I think he'll lose some Republicans if he's the nominee in terms of the general election, but he's going to win a lot of Democrats.
Exactly.
He's going to win over a lot of the working class Democrats who don't like Hillary and like Donald Trump's kind of economic populism and his message of, you know, making America great again.
Well, I like the line from the one gal in Face the Nation. What did she say that about Hillary? She lies about lying. I mean, at some point.
Well, you know, someone was telling me over the weekend, I was doing one of the Fox shows, and somebody was saying, you know, if you're Donald Trump, it's, you know, not the first debate, you know, which is going to have tens and tens of millions of viewers. You know, Donald Trump says, Hillary, why are you here? I thought you were in jail.
I know. Either that or she'll just come out. Maybe she'll just wear orange just for effect. What do you think?
I don't think you're going to see her in that color anytime on the campaign trail.
Well, I'll tell you, between orange and that green outfit she wore at the Benghazi hearing that said, what does it matter anyway, I think those colors have to be eliminated from her spectrum. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right. And now I just wrote a column this week, Bill, on, you know, if it turns out to be Hillary versus Trump, you know, who's better for financial markets? And this is interesting because so many of the, Barron's had a big cover story on their magazine last week saying, you know, investors should like Hillary more than Trump. And I'm like, that's craziness. Mm-hmm. Hillary has endorsed a 45% capital gains tax, which would kill investors. Trump wants to cut the capital gains tax to 20%. You know, Hillary wants a 35% tax on corporations, which just means that, you know, if you have a 35% tax on the corporate profit, that means that, you know, the federal government then is a one-third shareholder in every company in America. That just dilutes the value of the shares everyone else has, which is me and you, and Trump wants to cut that to 15%. So on almost every tax issue, Trump is superior to Hillary. Hillary wants to double down on Obamacare. Trump wants to get rid of it. You know, you go on and on down the line. It's hard to see how investors could possibly do better under Hillary than Trump.
Yeah, exactly. And then they complain about that offshore money still staying out there with Hillary, because there's no way that money gets repatriated, right?
You bring it back. Yeah, you bring it back by, you know, having a 5% repatriation tax. So if there's $1 trillion abroad, you get $50 billion for the federal government, and, you know, get all this money that comes back to the USA that's spent here and that's invested here for new jobs.
Exactly. Well, you know, well, this is the thing that Trump, you know, Trump has probably forgotten more than Hillary will ever learn because of his practical experience when it comes to, you know, being business centric. You know, our country, states have been so business uncentric, and then they wonder why they've lost so many jobs and businesses who have moved to other countries and that sort of thing, because we've incentivized them to move that way. Trump will bring them back.
I think so. I mean, you never know exactly what you're going to get with Trump. I mean, he is unpredictable, to say the least. But I think the major theme of his campaign is, I'm a businessman. I know how to create great businesses and great operations. You compare that with, say, Hillary and Barack Obama, they wouldn't know how to run a lemonade stand, right?
Exactly.
So I think this is one of his big selling points, that he's not a politician. that he is someone who has created wealth and created, you know, hundreds of thousands of jobs for Americans. And you know, let's give the non-politician a chance here.
Why not? Well, the one thing about Trump that I like is that he has to win. In his own ego, he has to win. And so it's going to be up to the voters to define what winning means. I mean, probably for the first time ever in the context of our government, we might understand return on investment.
Yeah, right. What a concept, right? You know, Obama keeps, and Hillary keeps saying, oh, we need more government investment. All we've been doing is government spending and spending and spending and spending, and it leads to, you know, bridges to nowhere and all these, you know, other crazy projects. What we need is more infrastructure that's financed by the private sector, not by the government. We need pipelines. We need, you know, better, you know, more plants and equipment in this country, that kind of infrastructure, and it's leaving America because of this crazy tax and regulatory structure, which Hillary wants to make worse.
Well, of course, and if the money is being doled out by the government in our name, they have control. So these guys have to kowtow, and it's all about winners and losers, all the crony capitalism, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have got that game down with steroids.
You are exactly right, and again, I'm not saying that this race is over by any means. You know, Ted could really catch fire, and I'd love to see it happen. Mm-hmm. We've got some big states coming up, like Pennsylvania, and like Arizona, and like New York and New Jersey, and of course California. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I just am bothered by the, you know, when I was in Florida a few weeks ago, right before the primary, every time you turned on the TV, you saw an anti-Trump ad. And
exactly.
These anti-Trump ads were not being run by Democrats. They were being run by Republicans. I mean, how crazy is that? Can you imagine the Democrats running hundreds of millions of dollars of ads against their own candidate?
Well, yeah, they wouldn't know what to do with themselves, because all they know to do is whatever Debbie Wasserman Schultz says, they all march to that same beat. And you got to give them credit for that. I mean, they're willing to hold the party line.
Yep. But,
yeah, kind of
you know,
amazing.
This is a big election. You know, the stakes are huge. And, you know, the other thing, if you're Trump or Cruz, you just start out the debate by saying, you know, or end the debate with Hillary just saying, look, ladies and gentlemen, if you like the way the last 7 years have gone, if you like that, you know, then it's probably, you know, then Hillary's your girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's really what it comes down to, doesn't it? Because, you know, but that's the problem. And this is why you've got such a visceral response to those that are following Trump. I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, I was hopeful for Ted Cruz. I've talked to his father several times, and what a great, great family story. And yeah. I like the things that Ted stands for in terms of the Constitution, the rule of law. I like that. I mean, his rhyme and reason measures more with mine, and the Trump stuff, like you, it bothers me as well. But it's like, okay, if you're going to turn the tables upside down, who's going to do it? Who's not beholden to anybody? And you got Donald Trump not beholden to anybody. And, you know, who knows? The Beltway could be totally different 5 years down the road as a result of a Donald Trump presidency.
Yeah, and I think that would be an improvement for sure, because there's so much corruption in this town. I'm in the belly of the beast in Washington, and there's corruption, and there's dishonesty, and there's lies, and people get rich here off of government, you know, even people on our side. So, you know, I like the idea of cleaning the stables. I think that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I do think one of the reasons the Republican establishment hates Trump is he doesn't spend any money on these people. I mean, he doesn't spend any money on political ads. You know, when I mentioned all those tens of millions of ads against Trump in Florida, you know, there were maybe one or two ads that Trump was running, but almost none. And, you know,
More economic consultant with Freedom Works.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.